Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Premier Zelensky, following that abrupt White House meeting last week, European Council President Antonio Costa after the London summit in Moldova.
No one more than Ukrainians want peace, and of course we are supporting them to achieve this lasting peace.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
The UK and France front and center, agreeing to negotiate a peace proposal that would include the deployment of troops and planes to Ukraine to police a potential ceasefire.
President Trump will deliver a speech to Congress tomorrow night. It's not a State of the Union, but it will lay out his priorities. Some Democrats say they plan to invite newly fired federal workers as their guests. Sean Baker's film Anora went home with the top prizes at the Oscars last night. It won Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Screenplay. Pope Francis had a quiet night. No signs of any setbacks as he recovers from pneumonia. This is ABC News. Heavy storms moving into the central United States over the next 2 days, bringing the threat of damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes. ABC's Jim Ryan says severe turbulence caused by the weather forced 3 flights to divert to Waco, Texas, Sunday.
United Airlines Flight 5690 was well into its trip from Springfield, Missouri to Houston, but about an hour before landing, the Canadair regional jet was rocked by turbulence. Paramedics met the flight on the ground at Waco.
We have 2 confirmed injuries, but we have 9 other patients that want to be checked out.
The audio from Broadcastify, no injuries were reported from the 2 American Airlines flights that also had to divert to Waco because of rough skies. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
It was a star-studded group of some of the best U.S. figure skaters of the past and present, including Christy Yamaguchi, Brian Boitano, and Johnny Weir. They took to the ice in Washington, D.C. last night, paying tribute to the figure skaters killed in the mid-air collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter last month. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
One evening after a great Green Bay Packer victory, Vince Lombardi returned home to find his wife already sound asleep in bed. When he got into bed, his feet touched her legs and she screamed out, "Oh God, your feet are cold." Lovingly and calmly, Lombardi answered, "Honey, I've told you before, when we're by ourselves in our own home, you can just call me Vince." Sometimes each of us exhibits this I am God complex. We think the world revolves around us and everything and everyone was made to worship us and do what we ask. It's a sad thing to think you're God and then find out you're really not. Addicts must come to this awareness to begin the process of recovery. All of us must admit we are damaged people and only a higher power can help us overcome our failures. But when a person realizes that they are powerless to control things around them and they begin to trust in God, the highest power, life becomes so much easier to enjoy. It's really a blessing to know that we can trust in God to make things right. So right there in your car or in your cubicle at the office or at the station on the assembly line or eating donuts at Dunkin', shout out as loud as you can, "I'm not God." It'll make you feel better. I'm Pastor Tim and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, things will be a bit milder here the next couple of days, but turning increasingly wet tomorrow into tomorrow night as a major low-pressure system swings in from the southwest. This will bring rain amounts possibly up to an inch or a little more across our region through Tuesday night, and that'll be turning over to wet, heavy snow first out in Iowa, parts of eastern Minnesota, and northwest Wisconsin tomorrow evening. That changeover should happen around here toward daybreak Wednesday, and we could get a couple inches at least of slushy, wet accumulation. High winds will blow some of that around as well, so low visibilities in spots. Things will improve, though, as we head into Thursday as high pressure slides in. Another weather system, though, passing through on Friday could bring us some accumulating snow, so definitely stay tuned for updates. Our forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy and warmer with a high near 52, south to southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, cloudy with a good chance of scattered light rain, low at 39 degrees, southeast wind close to 10. Tomorrow, cloudy and mild with periods of rain getting heavier later in the day, high about 52, the wind southeast up to 10. Tuesday night, rain mixing with or changing to wet snow well after midnight, an inch or two of snow possible, low at 32. Wednesday should be windy with snow tapering to flurries by afternoon, another inch or two is possible, high at 36. Winds could gust to 35 miles an hour or more. As we head into Thursday, partly cloudy, low 18, high of 36. Friday, snow likely most of the day with a couple of inches possible, low 24, high in the mid-30s. Saturday, partly cloudy, low 18 with a high of 36. And Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer, low 22 with a high of 46. You have yourself a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 33 with cloudy skies. Yesterday's high was 38. The record high for this day, that was set a year ago in 2024 when we reached a total of 75 degrees. Record low, 25 below in 1962. Last year's high was 75. The low was 45. Sunset will occur at 5:53 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning,
633. West to southwest winds are at 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 2994. No precipitation today with cloudy conditions. After a low of 28, it is 33 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And also sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A recap of the local athletes and some highlights from over the weekend coming up in sports, plus a look back at yesterday's Badger loss and a look ahead at the Brewers.
Hey folks, John here at Napa, Richland Center in Boscobel. It's perfect time to stock up on filters at unbeatable prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is your chance to save big. We've got great deals on hydraulic oil, greases, and a full line of Milwaukee tools at amazing prices. Stop in today, and as always, we have free popcorn. We appreciate your business and can't wait to see you soon. Napa know-how.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The state individual wrestling tournament was held over the weekend in Madison. With a look at how the most local wrestlers fared, here is WRCO's Bill Twining.
The WIAA state individual wrestling tournament was held over the weekend at the Kohl Center in Madison. A record crowd, it was sold out for the weekend, so a good performance. The 82nd annual WIAA state individual boys tournament. It was the fourth tournament since the girls began their state tournament series, and the third time they have joined the boys at the Kohl Center. Highlights included a number of area wrestlers winning state titles. Riverdale has its 20th state wrestling champion. He is junior Grant Matthews, who won the 285-pound final in Division III with a pin over senior Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grant Highland. 3:36 the pin time. Grant Matthews wins the state title, becomes the first champion for the Chieftains since Braden Rowan in 2016. Riverdale had two others in the finals, sophomore Lakota Brewer at 132 pounds and junior Brody Meese at 138, but both were denied a state championship. Meese lost his in overtime and is now a two-time state runner-up. Richland Center senior Ethan Haiti, the winningest wrestler in the program history, is a three-time state place winner after finishing fifth at 120 pounds. Ethan lost his opening round match, then came back with three straight wins in the consolation bracket to capture the fifth place medal. Ethan Haiti, a senior for Richland Center. Teammate Madeline Muller, a junior, lost both of her matches in the girls' tournament. River Valley did not have a state qualifier this year. Ithaca Weston had a pair. Seniors Nolan Waldner, who placed sixth at 165 pounds in his second appearance at the state tournament, and senior Caden Coleman, who failed to place in the 190-pound division. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Also over the weekend, WIAA Girls Basketball Regional Finals were held. Aliva Strum got the win against Kickapoo 55-46 to advance to this week's Lacrosse Central Sectional Semifinal. Barneveld advanced. They'll be taking on Scholesburg at Prairie du Chien High School also on Thursday night. In Division 4, Cuba City with a win against Mineral Point 82-50, and Belleville advanced after a victory against Argyle-Pecatonica 61-58. Those teams will play at Lancaster on Thursday. Prairie du Chien advanced after a 44-27 win against Platteville. They will play Edgerton at Richland Center High School coming up on Thursday night for the right to play in the sectional final this coming Saturday. WIAA boys basketball tournament action will get underway tomorrow across the area. Most teams will be in action, with the exception of a few that have first-round byes because of their outstanding seasons.
River Valley's senior gymnast Anya Sefrud was the champion on vault at Saturday's WIAA sectional gymnastics meet in Dodgeville. Anya also qualified for the WIAA state championships on the bars and in the all-around competition. She will compete on Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. A graduate of Ithaca High School continues to do well in her collegiate career with the track and field team at UW-Stevens Point. Kaylee Miller placed 14th at the conference meet recently, a member of the UW-Stevens Point track and field team. And congratulations from Richland Sports Medicine for its Athletes of the Month. So congratulations to a couple of members of the same household, Zuri Dennis, Riverdale Girls Basketball Senior, and Bevan Dennis, Riverdale Boys Basketball Sophomore. It may indeed be the first time that athletes, brother and sister duo, are Athletes of the Month the same month. So congratulations to Zuri and Bevan, both of Riverdale schools. Although Wisconsin built a lead to 9 points in the first half, it eventually dropped a Sunday game at Michigan State 71-62. John Tanjay was held to 11 points, and starter Max Klesmet missed the Big Ten game with an injury. John Blackwell led the way with 19 points. The Badgers came in leading the conference by hitting 38% of their three-pointers, but only connected on 5 of 32 in the defeat. They traveled to Minnesota for a border rival game Wednesday night, and then wrap up the Big Ten schedule on Saturday. Yesterday, Illinois was a winner over number 15, Michigan, 93-73. From the NBA, the Bucks were off last night. They did score a big win over the weekend on Saturday as they picked up a 132-117 victory against Dallas. Yesterday in the NBA, Boston 110, Denver 103, Cleveland 133, Portland 129 in overtime. Indiana beat Chicago 127-112. In overtime, New York 116, Miami 112, Toronto 104, Orlando 102. Oklahoma City over San Antonio 146-132, New Orleans 128, Utah 121. The Lakers beat the Clippers 108-102, Minnesota 116, and Phoenix 98. Marquette dominated the Georgetown Hoyas Saturday by a score of 76-61. The Golden Eagles grabbed the lead 6 minutes into the game and never trailed the rest of the way. They were up 39-22 at half. David Joplin scored 17 points and took down 9 rebounds. Ben Gold had 15 points. Marquette travels to UConn Wednesday for a Big East Conference showdown. The Wisconsin women's hockey team completed a weekend sweep of Bemidji State Saturday with an 11-0 rout. Senior captain Casey O'Brien scored 6 points in the runaway, giving her a program record 265 for her career. Hillary Knight held the previous record with 262. Kirsten Sims had a hat trick. The Badgers advance to the WCHA final faceoff next weekend at Minnesota Duluth. The Brewers have hired former Mets general manager Billy Epler as a special advisor. He will be involved in scouting and baseball operations. Epler had been suspended for a year by Major League Baseball for his involvement in creating fake injury reports. He also served as GM for the Los Angeles Angels from 2015 through 2020. Yesterday, it was the Brewers tying Cleveland at 12. The Dodgers 6-3 over the White Sox. Tampa Bay and Minnesota tied at 5. Miami beat St. Louis 5-3. Cincinnati 7-3 over the Cubs. We'll have Brewer baseball on the radio today. The next available broadcast is coming up. It's a nighttime game beginning at 7 o'clock tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. And I'm Phil Nee with sports.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
and Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
33 degrees at WRCO as our update continues on a Monday. We take a step back for a vintage Paul Harvey program sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Focused on relationships, not transactions, they help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Did you ever wonder what Wild West outlawing was really like? Was Jesse James in peril all the time? Or was he just having fun? Historians will say that his life of crime was hard work. For example, July 7, 1875, the James Younger gang held up a train east of Otterville, Missouri, and Jesse told the man guarding the safe to get the money for them. The guard, however, had no keys, and neither had anybody else on the train. So Jesse told gang member Bob Younger to get an axe. Bob found a fire axe and started hacking away at the safe. But the heavy safe, just a few small dents. Now the guard is grinning, and Bob handed the axe to his brother Cole. Well, Cole Younger was a towering, broad-shouldered, powerful man. Took him every bit of 10 minutes, slamming that axe into the safe, before he chopped a hole in the top. But it was a hole so small that only Jesse's slender hand could reach inside. Needless to say, the boys were a long, tedious time getting the cash out of that safe. No, that was not an isolated instance. In fact, Jesse James worked so hard at outlawing, he almost retired twice. The first time was December 1869. Jesse was 22. Brother Frank and Cole Younger had just robbed the bank in Gallatin, Missouri. You've seen how bank robbers in Western movies run from the bank and jump on their horses. Well, this time, in real life, Jesse missed the saddle. He made the stirrup, but missed his horse. So, with Jesse's foot caught in the stirrup, that horse dragged him all the way down the street. Luckily, Frank looked back, saw what had happened. But by the time he could pull his brother into the saddle behind him, the whole town had been alerted and was shooting at the fleeing bandits. Bullets were flying everywhere. The gang's escape was miraculous. In fact, it would be many months before Jesse even considered another holdup. See what I mean? Jesse James worked hard. Summer 1876, the gang decided to rob the First National Bank, Northfield, Minnesota. During the robbery, everything that could go wrong went wrong. Gang members Clell Miller and Bill Chadwell were gunned down. Charlie Pitts and brothers Cole and Jim and Bob Younger were all wounded. A posse eventually caught up with them and killed Charlie with 5 bullets in the chest. The Younger brothers were captured and sent to prison for life. The James boys? No, they got away, but just barely. Rode south for 3 weeks, traveling only at night. They stole fresh horses and lived in barns. And when they finally reached Tennessee, they decided they'd had enough. Indeed, for 3 years, the notorious James brothers lived quietly as farmers. It was tough tilling the soil, but oh, so much easier than a life of crime. That not only makes sense, it makes dollars and cents. You see, Jesse James' personal share of his gang's ill-gotten gain during his 15 years on the wrong side of right was $32,336. But in terms of a 40-hour week, he made $1.04 an hour. $1.04 per hour. And now you know the rest of the story.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with fellow small business owner, who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
WRCO 100.9.
I've been living with a heart on the mend, wondering how.
Lori Morgan on WRCO. She didn't know her own strength. No, it's 34 degrees. We're watching that temp nicely rising after a low of 28 today. Already above freezing, so we have that going for us today. Here's Zach Top.
My lucky star fell out of the sky right before my wishing well went dry. Seems every which way I go, there's a black cat crossing the road. Played the lottery with last month's rent. I'm still waiting on my ship to come in. can love convince me love again? Then she left me for my best friend. My third and fourth played crazy as hell. I even bought a rabbit's foot, but that didn't.
Yeah. shine a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, Bud Light and a glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on inside, all dressed in black. Escalades and crazies, yeah baby, can't look this slack. We ain't on the list, but we on the list. When you look like this and you walk like that, skip the line, baby, don't look back. Tonight we high class. To play out on the dance floor, all the girls be like, I heard he taught Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move, I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this, a good old boy could get used to. Keeping my chains on inside, all dressed in black. Escalades and crazies, yeah baby, can't look this slack.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WRCL Monday Morning Get Together. The trivia question of the day is coming up in a few minutes. Later on, some community conversation. Mayor Todd Copperdahl, will be in the studio with us to chat about some things going on in the city of Richland Center. That's between 9 and 10. Our community conversation kicks off this week. With that, we'll have a special update on the blood supply and details from the Red Cross on Tuesday. Other details coming up on Wednesday. We'll talk about the Riverdale FFA, our chance to talk with Riverdale schools, and lots more features and topics coming up during this week's morning show.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Are you ready for a wild ride filled with belly laughs, tall tales, and a whole lot of Deer Camp madness? The hilarious and heartwarming play, Escanaba into Moonlight, takes the stage. Join Albert Sodi as he spins the unforgettable story of one eventful deer season in the Upper Peninsula. There's Remnar, the superstitious buck whisperer. Reuben, who's never bagged a deer in his life. And let's not forget the Jimmer, a man who drinks like a fish and once got abducted by aliens. And wait till you meet the DNR officer from Detroit, who swears he's seen the Almighty. So grab your flannels, gather your crew, and come see Escanaba into Moonlight. Performances run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 14th, 15th, and 16th at the City Auditorium. Tickets are $10. Don't miss out on this super classic, Escanaba into Moonlight.
Be a great time. Looking forward to it. And in fact, we'll have cast members of that group on a little bit later on this week. I'm not sure if they'll talk about talk like that the whole interview, but they might. Anyway, the trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Trivia time today can net you a great prize, a 6-inch sub of the day, if you know the right answer. All right, what do these have in common? Better late than never, third rock from the sun, Miss Congeniality, and Rescue 911. What do those have in common? 608-647-4155. Here's Parker McCollum.
Every word, every fire.
Parker McCallum on WRCO and Burn It Down. Congratulations to Marilyn Peckham. She burned it down here today with the answer, the correct one for trivia today. What do these have in common? Better Late Than Never, Third Rock from the Sun, Miss Congeniality, and Rescue 911. Well, we had some guesses for Sandra Bullock. No, not right. The correct answer would be Mr. William Shatner. There you go. In all of those programs, in Third Rock from the Sun, he played the big giant head. And Miss Congeniality, he was one of the announcers or hosts for the pageant that Sandra Bullock's character was in. I think he even sang a song, kind of a little bit of Burt Parks coming out in him, singing the song about Miss USA or whatever she was. Rescue 911, he was the host of that program. I think a lot of people forget about that. I have, of course, left off the obvious, such as the Star Trek movies and all of those. But William Shatner has done a great job of reinventing himself over the years and kind of doing lots of projects and highly sought after. His voice, too. He's voiced some cartoons and things like that. Commercials. Priceline.com, right? I think he did that for a number of years. And not afraid to parody himself either, which I think that maybe endears people to him a little bit too. Even in a Saturday Night Live skit one time, a parody of a Star Trek convention where he went off a little bit on some of the fans saying, hey, he points to the guy in the front row, have you even had a date? You know, standing there with his Vulcan ears on. So not afraid to parody that that past as well. William Shatner, congrats to Marilyn Peckham, the winner of a 16th sub of the day from our Monday morning trivia sponsor, Subway in Richland Center.
When you're stuck on the side of the highway, outside of some no-name town, when you're out with the girls getting sideways, you need a ride home, girl, I'm down. It's 4 o'clock, trying to sleep, and you just can't, you know you got my name in your phone. When you're driving too late on two lane, hit me if I'm trying to let you know. I wanna be the one to hold you every night, be your midnight fire till the morning light. Your Sunday cup of coffee, Friday bourbon on ice. When all that's left is wrong turns, I'ma make them all right. I wanna be the one to hold you down when you're riding the shotgun. You walk down them church pews, just Mary rolling off in a limousine. Set you up in the house in the country with a white picket fence. Let you know we always good on money as long as I'm your man. Some no-name town. When you're out with the girls getting sideways, you need a ride home, girl, I'm down.
10 minutes before 9:34 at WRCO Studios.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. we are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Rockbridge Township is posting weight limits on their roads as of today. That's a sign of the changing times, now that we're into March a little bit. A reminder as well, Vernon County Over 50 hosts Tai Chi exercise at Bethel Home in Viroqua and the Ontario and Reedstown Public Libraries each Monday and Wednesday from 1 until 1:45. For further information, call Vernon County Over 50 at 262-384-0082. Quick reminders on a Monday. Here's a cool song from Dan and Shay.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna if what you got still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got still not enough. The thing about place for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy, little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got still not enough. Thing about happiness I found is that don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I found is that don't live in bigger houses.
California, maybe she fought for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I've got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. Up for her and saw her smiling at me. Yeah, she had me down in the front by the end of verse two, like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she fought for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I've got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yes, she did. Yeah, I bought her around and we talked till the lights came on.
Talked till the lights came on.
I still see that girl every time I hear that song.
Friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee. I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later here on the radio. A news update is next, followed by our community conversation on the morning show. This news update is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 34 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. European leaders in London scrambling to contain the fallout from last week's Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. There was a meeting there this weekend. At the Academy Awards, Anora won Best Picture.